written by Rabbi Binyamin, who was Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, who's the son of the famous Rabbi Chaim Cohen, and he's following the Cohen's footsteps. He writes the Svarim on Yerodeya. And here he has an interesting comment on the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, which says in Siman Kuf Chav Beis, Im Ovar v'nishtamesh v'em kodem hechsher atav shlemutah. He used the Eina Ben Yom Okli in violation. Nonetheless, the Katav Shlemutah, as we well know. He said to Shulchan Aruch, Achal Pikein, Osir lo malakum bashal yirokos b'kitei rascha. But you may not tell him to do it because you're not allowed to tell a goy to use the Eina Ben Yom Okli for you. Says the Chelk Asbin Yavin in the bottom. For Osir afil ben Yavin, Misha Osakane, Mishanasa Vishvilo, Kinavatli Salakatila, the Leel Simon Chari Tesafe, source, base, Yosef, the same Rashba. That's the Rashba we spoke about, that even Bidiyevin, he wanted to ask him if he suggests, at least in what we call the Torah, Sabayas Ha Oruch. It says the Prima Godim says so independently. It's true, I looked it up. And Simon Tsari Tes, Sifshe Das, and of Sifkot Zion, against the Binyamin Zev. But Loshna Machab is Mashmed Tzmutter. Why? He uses the word im avav in ishtamash vem kona mefshat av shemot. Avav means he didn't have error. Avav means he did something which is wrong. Afal pikein et mutter b'diyevim. You get a funny impression. I told you the Torah sabayis ha'aruch asidit and the kotzi seems to be matarit. The pattern seems to be following. In the Beis Yosef, which we will call the Beis Yosef ha'aruch, he seems to call the Rashbo asidit, but in the Beis Yosef ha'kotzi, known as Shulchan Aruch, he seems to once again say that it's mutter. Remarkably, the Chelkas Binyamin here in Os Laman Alf goes on and says, "Im lo amav lo bashel liv, anochi me'atzo bishla hamachal avuro, o bishula Yisrael shavir, yesh shakosu d'dino kilu tivo levashel v'yosa." Someone says, even that case it's us. Harbe poskim say no, lo nasa shum yisur d'anochi ena mitzuva b'kach, v'gam ha'yisrael lo aso shaliach. Here's the question of a product which is under hashkacha, which uses a kli ena ben yomo, would the food be kosher? But since he's a machlokas, because he's doing it again, he's doing it part, at least in part for Jews. I want to tell you a secret. Under hashkacha doesn't mean for Jews. This is a well known secret that the major supervisions that amounted with the fact such as the OU, we'll get to the OU later today, they a lot of their business comes from goyim. Because people associate kashrus with cleanliness, and it's not just for the Jewish kosher market. So therefore, I think there's much more room to be makel. I believe Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted as saying, maybe it's based on the tshuva somewhere, I'm not remembering right this minute, that if they're using a kli ena ben yomo, it's mechuor hadavar. It's not right. Not that it's also, but it's not right. Yes, sir? Yeah, but you're not telling him to do a bedavka in a kli, which is ena ben yomo, which is tray for ena ben yomo.
You're handing him the
plea,
aren't you? He's cooking in your
plea. No, talk about the fact is owned by a goy. This is under hashkach, not a Jewish guy. Okay, but this is just, I want for starters. Now, Rabosai, we have spoken already in the past. Let's open up to our Mishnah Brura and open up to Sif Chaf Aleph. Okay? This is Tuf Nun Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. Tov Nun Aleph Rabosai, Sif Chav Aleph. Chav Yol Shocheres Shenosnam Sheikhas Orim, adding it the beer of Baal, which is Chametz. Mutara Ba'agola Obi Iwi Shloshi Yomim. What's it Shloshi Yomim? Where's this all coming from? Take a look in the Mordechai, in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Vov. We're just trying to go through these dinim as efficiently as we possibly can. Can't go through everything, but even I'm sorry, it's not enough time. But just at least get a taste of what it's all about. Mordechai Tov Kuf Samach Vov. It's on page Tes in our edition. The Davar Shetashmisha Betzonan in the Chomas Dinukei Yai Nesek the Sagalei Beirui. All this idea of what's called Milui Beirui. If you fill it up, pour it out, fill it up, pour it out. It goes on, it goes to Gemara. Later on, the Malan Gimel Yomim Eis Lies, right? And this is what has to be done. This is what's quoted in the Mordechai Tov Kuf Samach Vov. Spoke about it already once before. Fine. What about a plain Iruy? So if you'll get an impression from the Polskin, that a regular plain Iruy might also work in this kind of a case. Old-fashioned Iruy, you pour hot water over it. It'll save time. We have over here, Abba, so we spoke about it once before. He says, we spoke about this, whether this raya is a good raya or not a good raya. But just to give you a peek in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, just again to give you a try to compliment the next day and tomorrow, the Yerodea complimenting the Yerachayim. So Kuflam and Hey, Rabbi Osai. Kuflam and Hey is it's found in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea. Kuflam and Hey, Sif Tes Vov. There it says, Nitarim Ba'agola B'Klirishim. Okay. In other words, instead of using it with the old-fashioned way of Milivirui, Hagora B'Klirishim, either Amor says no, or Amor says you should put an Evan inside. That Evan is only for case where you can't do a good job of Irui. Otherwise, it wouldn't be required. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotin, Kuf Yud Ches. Please take Kuf Yud Ches. Right over here on this that we just mentioned. The Shlosh Yom, when does it work? It says the Mishnah Brura Kuf Yud Ches. Tells you what to do. You fill it with water, leave it 24 hours. Then you pour it out. Then you do it again, and then you do it again. Okay? Fine. Das HaShach, the last four lines on the page here, page 84 in the standard print. In other words, the idea of coming out with 3 days, in other words, it came in through cold, it came in through hot, or it's equivalent, Rabosai. If you have 24 hours, Shach says, Milu v'Irui will not work. Will it ever work? Yeah, if you look at the Shach, it works by Hetei Rebola or by Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam, that's a special leniency. Special leniency. As a matter of fact, some Rishonim seem to say, they're right among them, that Kovush is Bolea Bakulo, and therefore Irui won't work. Irui really takes out, as we spoke about already yesterday, Kedei Klipa. So why does it work by Hetei Rebola? Ah, I have to say like this. You take out the Kedei Klipa, and that's the intense absorption. Whatever is in the further recesses of the kli is weak, and the shame isur is not chal upon it. This is reminiscent we spoke about before. That's why Hagala works instead of libun, but it takes out the majority. Whatever's left, the shame isur cannot be chal upon it. The Rashba says that even that kilif works. Apparently, he holds if it's cold, you only have a belief because they cleave in the first place. Actually, there's a rash, but the Torah quotes it. In Yerodea, Simon Kuf Lamanet. Fine. Now, I brought in an OU handbook. Fascinating. This is it's April 2008. Documents related to Simon Tuf Nun Aleph Tuf Nun Beis. How I got it, I don't know. I just discovered it in my office or my house. I just brought it in. And I said, well, that's exactly what we're learning. Okay, and it's also 2 years old, 2.5 years old by now, so things may have changed. But some interesting things over here. One of them, I'm just going to give you, so I went through it quickly. I'm going by pages, so I want to look it up later, please feel free. He talks here about new pots. You need kashering for new pots. Because there's certain lubricants that are put up on it. So, they quote from Rabbi Belsky, he made a factory, one of the factories. He says, a small amount. He asked one of the plant workers to taste it. It tasted like motor oil. Rabbi Elsa confirmed it was nifsel me'achila. That's good to know. Nifsel me'achila. It's one of the reasons that's given by the post. And for Teflon, Teflon is maybe a non-kosher thing which is placed on our pots. The Rav Moshe was made, why? Because it can never be a ben yomo. Because it's from the factory to the house, it takes longer than a day. We mentioned it last time, it's only Otto Ben Yom. But the others say
and including this OU project. I think that Rabbi Felder in his safe, which I have at my desk, I believe I'll bring it tomorrow, says also it's inedible. Nifsal me'achila. Pogam e'kara. Not pogam. If it's shvachel, the sof nifkam, we're machmer. But pogam e'kara, we are more mekel. That's what you can find on page 19 about this fascinating visit Rabbi Belsky made to the plant. And here we have, just for those who want to look it up later, they call Rav Moshe's Tshuva. Rav Moshe's Tshuva is in Orachai, Yorodea, Schelik Aleph, Simon Samach Aleph. The Medina Rabosai, Kibolo Kaf Polto. If it goes in at a lesser temperature, it goes out at that temperature. The only thing is, in our kitchens, we have to have 212, because we're not exactly sure how hot is hot. But in case, Mikir Adin, Sagi Mikavola Kachpolto, Igris Moshe, this is on page 22 over here. And how hot does it have to be? 212. Shasatchak, 190. Where's 190 coming from? What's 190? Because the Lashon of the Poskim is Mala Resicha. That's a 190, even though it's not actually boiling, it's already emitting steam. 190 is very hot, Rabbi Sai. The steam is coming up, that might also be considered to be Mala Resicha. On this basis, they're making it in a pinch. Okay. Now, what about self-cleaning ovens? That also has a page. That's on page 46. What's shot? It works. It's 900 degrees. But the metal doesn't turn red hot, doesn't emit sparks, doesn't melt. See quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says, we never emit sparks. Only iron, but not the alloys which we use. Right. Then, so why is it good? It's because he says the self-cleaning cycle does not reach the same temperature the Lieben Gummer does. It means he says, no, it does not Lieben Gummer. Can you imagine that? It is more effective than Lieben is because it is done for such an extended amount of time. We can presume that it burns away the absorbed flavors at least as well as Lieben Gummer does. Interesting that we put a combination of time as well as heat. Since maybe I thought 900 is already considered mitzotzes nitzin in untreated metals. Even if not, since they're on for a few hours, it works. Something which is quite interesting. Interesting. Now we have on the next page, again, page 47, the question is, how does Lieben work? Does it burn it up? Or does it pull it out? We spoke about this already yesterday. He's quoting from the various Rishonim. He suggests, does the Avnei Nezer, that the Shacht is correct, that it's considered, it burns it up. It burns it up. And Mimele Libun works even for its Ben Yomo, whether Libun Chomor or Libun Kal. What does that mean? What it means is, I thought the Shacht is Pashut. It's irrelevant whether it burns it or pulls it out. There's no water. The only reason you can't use Ben Yomo is because it goes into the water and comes back again. But Lieben Kal, or even Lieben Chomer, even if it pulls it out, doesn't burn it, there's no water. It disappears into thin air. So therefore, if it's pulled out, but it's not pulled out into any water surface. I'm not sure why they have to come onto this. That's if you want to look at the part on 40, page 47. But here is what I wanted to say, 48. We had a discussion, how high is Lieben Kal? They were saying of placing a flame or coals onto your utensil. In this context, they said it's sufficient if the utensil becomes yatsu lettuce bow on the other side. Why? It shows that the heat of the fire has penetrated the entire thing into the utensil. Okay? So we can perform Lieben Kal without a direct flame until kash is nisraf on it. Because it shows that the fire has penetrated the thickness of the utensil. Why is it a proper barometer? Just like paper burns up immediately when fire is placed on it, we can reason that once paper or kash burns on a utensil, the fire is having the same effect as a flame. The poskim tested this and noticed that if the paper is placed in an oven at 550 degrees, it only takes an hour for the paper to burn. For the lower temperatures, 450 for an hour and a half, and 375 for 2 hours, it's a slower process and takes much longer. So it's Lieben Kal. So He's saying Libun Kal, since the Arav is a 550 in the hottest, you have to put it on for an hour. Okay? I thought that's even better than Libun Kal. According to this, page 48, an hour. So we now know Psak. I used to always tell people, put it on for an hour. Well, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti. The hour, I thought the hour accomplishes, because that's as hot as it ever gets. He's saying an hour, this is Libun Kal. Whatever, as long as we both agree, it should be on for an hour. Now we know the Psak, page 48. It should be on for an hour. Here at page 50, those by Richas, I'm just going in order, say that, you know, there may be many who hold, this is Rabbi Shechta Shlita, you don't need anything in any kashrut in another. Why? Ein tzrichim hechsher klal leklal b'tanurim. Why the zeya? So what? Even if the zeya gets into the walls, it can't come back. Only hevel is like rota. We spoke about this yesterday. Hevel means it's so thick, it's like steam. And it doesn't come without in through the air without any water or the equivalent, which is white steam. So there should be no problem. There should be no problem. What about the rack? A chiddush is about the rack. The Rosh said, we saw it ourselves in Siman Zion, that the only time we are makma ena ben yomo is klisha mevashlim bo. Remember that? The Rosh said, no, you don't remember it. We saw it a few times there. No? We didn't see it? No, let's see it again. Okay, Rabbi Osa, I thought we saw it, but our memory is often wrong. Everyone turn to the Rosh, Siman Zion. It's a very important Rosh. Siman Zion. What are we makma ena ben yomo? When we not makma ena ben yomo? Here we go. On page Yud Beis, column 1. The Hosam Roar Libzo should be Vashem between Ben Yomo, Hatam Shal Osam and Hatorah. You have to ask him, but ain't a ben yomo, because if you use the kli ben yomo, the cloud's going to be awesome in our Torah. Okay? And the other reasons. But here, in other cases, where it's not a kli, shirog shemavashnabo, they never made a gzera of ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo. That's what it says. Only an iser by kli shemavashnabo. And the reason given over here is that there, if you goofed it and you cooked in a kli ben yomo shemavashnabo, the food would be rendered treif with a raisa. So it would appear. Because of Tam Kikar, also in the Torah. If it's not a kli shemavashnabo, it can't happen. That being the case, Rav Osai, Rav Shechta Shlita writes over here that the grates upon which you put the pot are not considered kli shemavashnabo. It's just something which is underneath the pot. And therefore, even though the libun is not a perfect libun for the grates, mikra within the grates don't require libun whatsoever. That's a chiddush. It's not a cliche mevashnado. Interesting. Fascinating. Now, we already spoke about yesterday. I read you the big day yesha, tzadi zayin, that hevel is no better than bishul, and it's enough to have a gala, and therefore libun kal, as we said before. Good. Once we go into this OU handbook, which is fascinating, listen to this one. Yeah.
Taking into account for spills and grease that would be on
the floor. So the spills will be on the floor, right? Would be on the floor. And the question would then be, it's a good question, if you assume that Zaya can go up, just doesn't come down, in effect, then why aren't we worried? I spilled fleishiks, and tomorrow and I cooked milchiks, so the steam will go from the bottom and bring that milchik, the fleishik, which is somewhat spilled to the ground, and bring it back up into the pot. That's your answer. Good question. So the answer presumably would be that whatever is there physically should be cleaned out. Should always have a clean oven. The head that won't work for a dirty oven. As far as what's nibla, I guess you're not worried it's gonna come out of the floor and then back into the stair. Now that's my assumption. In the same piece on page 51, Rav Shechta Shlita writes something very interesting. Quotes an Aruch HaShulchan. A very important Aruch HaShulchan, which relates to our Hagol issue. Simen Kuf Hei, if you want to look it up, Aruch HaShulchan. Simen Kuf Hei, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Blia is not instantaneous. It takes a while. Everything takes time in this world. Everything takes time. If you look over here in Sif Met Kuf Hei in Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Mem Gimel. He says things don't happen in one split second. It just takes a while. Okay. Shoh Hamachal Hamuter Al Kli Ha'Oser Achle Rega Katan Eim Is A Maspik Zman Livloa Ha'Iser. It's relevant to a particular Kli to talk about in the OU, which they were concerned about. Okay. Fine. Now, Balsai, let us understand what we spoke about once before. Yes, I'm sorry.
If we're gonna hold this Arba Shulchan, then Lia takes time. Mm-hmm. So then, shouldn't we also say that Hagala takes time?
Exactly. It should take time too. That's one of the conundrums that we're dealing with. Shouldn't the Plata also take some time? You're 100% right. You are right. Right. The Rambam says, the Poskim say, but the Mordechai says, we'll get to it later. We don't do that. We'll have to get to it later and see what the Minhag Yisrael is. We're going to go slowly and try to read from the sources as best as we possibly can. Fine. Rabosai, the Ritva and Avodah Zarah that I involve writes as follows. If I have a Kli, which I will use on the fire, and instead of libuning it, I'm magil it. How much is left? Says the Ritva, what's left is not kedei nosan tam. Not kedei nosan tam. And therefore, it would come out that chametz will be a problem. Why? Because chametz is b'mashu. And the hetera bola, presumably, won't help. So it comes to a case of libun. Why does the Torah say you have to have libun? Exeris hakasim. Because Agola would have done the trick. That's what emerges from the Ritva. This is going to be an emerging theme today. How much of what it says in the Torah Kadosh and Parshas Matos is Xeris HaKosim, and how much is in order to prevent the second food from being Oser Bachila? According to this Ritva, it says in the Holy Torah, whatever went into fire comes out through fire, presumably it would not be enough to come out through water. Why? It came out through water, whatever's left would not be even Oser Tam. The answer is potentially Xeris HaKosov. And when it comes to Chometz, of course, with Ramashu, and this with Rabbonim, then it actually wouldn't work. In fact, the Prima Gaudim talks about this story. I want to give it to you from the original source. Because these are, the Ritva is so famous. You can look it up. And it's in Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And it's at the end of the Dibur Maaskel Rav Ashi. I don't have time to read it to you inside because I'm under significant time pressure to finish what we have to finish today and tomorrow, but Lee Neder. I'm going to read you a brief excerpt from the Prima Gaudim, Tav Nun Aleph, end of Mishpat Zozov, Tes Zayin. Okay. He discusses this possibility. One second. A whole discussion about it. What happens if I take something that should be used, I should use Libun, and instead I use Hagol? What happens in that kind of a case? Obviously you're not supposed to do it. You're supposed to use Libun, but instead you use Hagol. What happens? Says the Prima Gaudim, contrary to the Ritva, it asks even b'di'evit. Lomar, Bolai de Ura Gola Mafadu Mashanishabo, that's the Ritva Svara. And if by Pesach it's also be Mashu, but others Tadu should be Mutter, etc. Zeh Shibush, haha, it's wrong. He didn't have a Ritva. He wouldn't use the expression Shibush if he knew about the Ritva, because it wasn't printed as that. He used the word Shibush, it's a simple mistake. Why? The Vadai Afti, the Evet Oser, Im Shibush Bekleed the Boy Libun, I de Agola. Why? Ubishabo? The Polate Ma'at Ma'at. Below Shayach Mimonavshach. Timosha Kosuv Biyaradeh Kufchafalach. Don't say whatever came out already with the first bishop. No! It comes out a little bit at a time. We saw this a few times. The Mordechai has this expression. A little bit at a time. Fine. This is the what the Prima Gaudim says against the Ritva. Keep it in mind. Okay. Yes, sir.
The Rishonim who are mechadish the idea of libun kal, so presumably they don't accept that it's a gzeres akasuv because they can't be like extended.
Right. The Torah Kedoshah didn't talk about it. They came up with it. It's a new idea. There's nothing wrong with new ideas. It's an equivalent of Hagala, they say. What's the difference? It's only they came up with an equivalent.
Also, the Rambam, the Reed, certainly if you learn the Mishnah in Odazara says that you can either a knife that shuffle the Torah, but either that's sharpening it or sticking it in karka, but that's if it's a gzeres akasuv, so then why should that work on a knife?
The question is that did that knife absorb in hotter or cold? That's a long story which I can't go into. I would love
to.
Unfortunately, I don't have the time to. You look it up yourself, you see it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, primarily in Yerodei Kuf Chaf Aleph, a little bit at the beginning of Siman Tov Nun Aleph. Talks about knives. We'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll discuss it very briefly. Rabosai, we had spoken a number of times when we went through this first part of the Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Everyone remember that? They refresh your memory. Chaticha Nasis Nevela means that if I have something which goes into an item, Issa goes into a mixture, and it's 10 parts Issa. Excuse me, 10 parts Heta, 1 part Issa. Now that whole thing falls into another 10 parts, which is 100 times the original Issa. So, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Mutter, you have 1 part Issa, 100 parts Heta. And the Rabbeinu Tam said, no, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And the first 11 units are all considered nevela. You need 60 times 11 units, not 60 times 1, in order to be matir. That's the famous chaticha nas nevela. There are more pasim like the Rabbeinu Tam. Ramina b'chol yisurim chaticha nas nevela not only b'osa b'chola. V'chein ha'minik poshin, v'yein l'shanos. Then he goes further than that. There's a very important leniency which is could be relevant over here. Yesh omer. L'armina chaticha nas nevela in this Arab Isalach Behetalach. The Achakak is Arab Akol Beheter. Acher. Vein Srichin Rakshishim Negaris Shanofa. Vyesh Lismoch Alze Bishari Surim. Lutzora Chefsim. God of course not Bosa Becholov. Bosa Becholov is Chatichan Achel's Darais. This is in Simon Tzadi Beis. Sif Dal. This, says Rav Moshe, is true of every Kli. Whenever a Kli emits Tam of Tarfus, Rabosai, into a kosher food, by definition, it's chaticha nas nevela b'davar lach, because it's no mamoshes, it's just taste which is absorbed into the walls of the kli. So if I cooked once in a kli, okay, so what happens once I cook in a kli? Once I cook in a kli, so things came in and came out, or if I kash it once in a kli, and then I kash it a second time, kod demeno ephraim, it's going to be already kosher. So we can rely upon this according to the poskim, Bish'as Hatzchak. Fine. Now we come to yesterday's shir about what's called liquid, what's called sal. That's found in the Farish over here in this Madrich on page 110. We discuss a specific example. And we mentioned Rav Moshe assumes we have to be machmir for zeya in ovens if it's coming from liquid, but not if it's coming from sal. So we assume sals have produced no significant steam. So he gives a bunch of examples here on page 110 in this choveres, this pamphlet, what's considered to be liquid and what's considered to be solid. I give a couple of examples. Pizza, blintzes, cheesecake. What do you think? Because the $64,000 question is, what constitutes dry food? How do you treat pizza, blintzes, and cheesecake? They have some moisture. It's obviously not a liquid. So what's it then? Some poskim with whom I spoke, as Rabbi Luben writing, felt that pizza, blintzes, and cheesecake should be treated as liquids, while others took a more lenient position. The reader should discuss this matter with his rabba poisek. Okay, guys, let's talk about it. What is the din of these things? That's halacha lemaisa. This is what goes on in our ovens. What kind of status does it have? I thought we can be making. Since we already spoke about this, some say that the ovens are no problems. Bichlal, it's Rav Shechter's position. We mentioned it with Betzir of that Shita. We can be making that these items are considered to be solid. What about a microwave? but he pointed out that a microwave, you know, acts on the liquid parts which are absorbed in every solid food. Let's discuss the next page, page 112. What about a microwave? Tells you what to do about a microwave. He says a microwave over here, page 112. It depends if the roof or the walls reach Yad Soletispa. Depends. Yes, depends. No. So I always say, cover everything. That's what it says in the manual. You have to buy a microwave. The manual says cover everything. And I agree with you. You cover everything, it's almost impossible for this steam to come out in significant quantities. My understanding is, as a general principle, the walls and the ceiling of the microwave do not reach Yad Soletispa. It's a general rule. It's a general rule. Either Zaya, but I'm not sure it reaches the level of Hevel. Excuse me for that rhyme. The level of Hevel, I don't know if it's that white. And therefore, there's room to be made of, on that basis as well. Yes, sir?
If you didn't cover you cover all the food.
No, because I want to cover just on a paper towel.
Also, you're trying to put a tea on the microwave, put a tea on the oven, the uncovered, so like the steam comes, that's that. Some people do that, you know, just let the steam go out so you don't burn your hands or whatever. So you probably want you to do that after it's done in the microwave.
But that steam dissipates very quickly. I do the same thing myself. You uncover, you don't want to get burned, and the steam just comes out and it goes into the air.
And it goes in while it's on the microwave.
Once the microwave is open, it's really exposed. While it's closed, the shell. Yes, sir.
When you say cover everything, do you mean the microwave is meat cover all dairy or everything both meat and dairy?
The instruction manual says they don't have a question. They say cover everything. They do it for you know, keep things cleaner. We'll keep the microwave will live longer. It will work better. So why not follow the instructions of us? We're so used to not following instructions. Once in a while the instructions help us out. Here's a case in point. They don't have that in mind, but it works for us too. Okay. Fine. Rabosai, let's turn to the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Nun Beis Sivkot and Ches. Back to what we spoke about a little earlier today. Tov Nun Beis Sivkot and Ches. Tov Nun Beis Sivkot and Ches. Let's discuss this in the base measure just this morning. The Mechaber says over here in Tuf Nun Beis, you have to do a kashering very early. Don't wait till the last minute before Pesach. The last line, the Mechaber Sif Aleph here, page Mem Hey. V'chein k'dei shlo yitztarach shlo yanuchu amayim erisichos. So if you do it early enough, you don't have to worry if the water stops bubbling. Hey, Mishnah Berurah, Ratz Lama. Because man shame roasting, three de lemifla, below Bali, me agola, ukshanachamir sikhos and Bali. That's what he thinks. Some say if it stops bubbling, it's going to absorb from the previous clean. Ramah, achrabim cholkin usfirlu, the ein agola, moelas klum, im eina maim roasting. It always has to be boiling. Because the rush, the menzayim, vavim mishtabura, achronim isigol ramah, the gamdasa mechaber came, the ein agola, moelas elabashosha maim roasting. The mechaber agreed. What about achas mani sur asur? That means you shouldn't leave the kelim in the same water after the water stopped bubbling. But avada, the agol itself took place only with bubbling, boiling water. It's a question whether Ramah had the mechaber right or misunderstood the mechaber. It's a question which is hard to know what the truth is to the question. But let's take a look over here in Sukkot and Ches towards the end. Unfortunately, says the Mishnah Berurah, The people are noagim kalos, and they're not careful that the malam resicha. Get malam resicha maybe 190, that 212 of abuas expression, that's bubbles is 212. There's some a few little bubbles even before 212. And he writes over here, limud zchus we saw because they're doing karas and kapas hirui, and for this it's enough mayim shayad soletus and bavat. Good enough. If it comes in the hirui, it's enough to be yad soletus bo. Shun. That being the case, there seems to be room to be made when it comes to a sink. When a kasher a sink, doesn't have to reach such a level of roasting. It's enough yad soletus. The sink only absorbs tarfus through irui. Through irui. That's what I think. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah back at Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Tov Nun Aleph. Tov Nun Aleph Sif Chav. Hal Shulchanos Vatevos Shematznin Ben Ochum Kol Hashana Regilim Lora Salem Rosvin. Vishtapamim Nishbach Marok Ben Akaderas Tisov. That's the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yudal. Miklirishim. And some say Iri is not enough. If you put a pashtid acham, it's like a kli rishon. It's a davar gush. It's of an evan melubon. Question is, do you ever put a davar gush into your sink? Hot. Who puts solid hot food on the floor of the sink? If you do it, it would be pretty freakish. It certainly wouldn't be what we call in our language rov tashmisha. That would be a freak, lukish thing to do.
Sometimes you have the hot water on it. That could
create
a pleito, couldn't it?
I don't think so.
Put a pot in the sink and it doesn't
include
it.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't go through the pot.
No,
so
I don't.
You spill.
Take a look at the Sharatzi in Rabosai. Kuf Mem Dalet. Mutter is with the Irui. Why? The Medina Tzorach Lelech was a Rov Tashmisho. The Machava sells Rov Tashmisho. Why? And the Ben Yomu, Lang Rov Tashmisho. The Ramos Machmer, only the Chumar Bialm. So therefore, it seems to me we were kashing for Pesach, pour boiling water over it. And even though what I do, I take the very hot water from the 2-3 pots I fill up to the top, and I turn the bottom, the drain, to shut it tight. I pour the water over the floor, and then I put another pot over the sides, and another one over the sides. And then after that's finished, it's almost full, I'll take the hot water from the tap, which is also pretty hot, fill it to the tippity-tippity top. You know, maybe you consider it cliche-y or heroic, but it is, and even if at that point it's no longer boiling, because you have the water in the tap is not boiling, it's still very, very hot, certainly more than you have to let it fall by a long shot. You get near it, you really can hurt yourself, and that's why I believe it works. And even if you tell me it's a cliche-y, let's go back to the story we said for Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. If it's there for a long time, it's the same as heroic for a short time, because right? Heroic takes a second. Here, you leave it in there for few minutes, and that's why I think it in fact works. Okay, nearly. I have a problem with the Sharatzion, and if you can solve my problem, I'll appreciate it. Here we are, Rav Osai, in the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Rav Osai. Tov Nun Aleph. Second. Excuse me, hold on 1 minute, please. Take it back. Tov Nun Beis. Sif Chav Nechav. Take a look. Shulchan Aruch writes over here, in the Ramah actually, in Tov Nun Beis and Beis. Hakein Nogu Sholahagil Shum Kli Ben Yomo. That's how many. We don't kasha anything which is a Ben Yomo. Anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav. Even it's before Koran Chachamisha is in the Shishim. Even though Mikir, then it would be okay. We make a Gzeira. Shema Yagal Klishal Yisir the Pachos Mishishim. The Shalom Ma'ane Le'agola Kos Man Shu Ben Yomo. The Shachos of Bolem Me'agola. Keeps going back and forth. Chanan B'Shari Surim. Vafilu Shulchanos Yishav Shef Yofe. Catch this now. V'yashe Achar HaShif Shuf. May ace le ace, shlo yiyu b'nei yom. You have to wait 24 hours. When does a 24-hour clock start? When I was a kid, they still have it. 24-second clocks in some sports. Right? You still have that? Yeah. So there's a 24-hour clock. We go slowly in the yards. 24-hour clock. When does a 24-hour clock start? Says the Sharatzi in Chofei. Bachok Yaakov Kosa. The die may ace le ace. If I use it for chametz right now, that's 140. I'll use it for chametz. Okay? And then let's say at 4 o'clock today, I'll use it for plain water, just plain boiling water. Can I kasher it tomorrow at 3 p.m.? It's more than 24 hours from right now. I'll use it for chametz. But it's less than 24 hours from when? From 4 o'clock, when I use it for water. What would you say? What would you say it depends upon? We discussed this a long time ago, if you have a good memory. What should it depend upon? What might it depend upon? Heterabola or Isurabola? Right? If it's Isurabola, then when you use it again at 4 o'clock, what happens? So the tarfus of Chavash is considered to be Isura, goes from the pot to the water, right back to the pot again, Hanan, gotta reset the clock. Don't they reset the clock sometimes? You reset the clock, a new 24 hours. You have to wait till 4 p.m. tomorrow. But if you consider it to be a terrible, then not, yes.
But it's not really adding in any more chametz. I mean, it's the same chametz, just
correct.
Over and over.
You're right, it is exactly the same chametz. Nonetheless, it seems to me it is a question. Yes, I'm sorry.
After each time that one uses it, doesn't that keep the time as... doesn't it keep the time the shvach?
No.
It keeps getting interrupted.
No, you're saying a different source. No, I'm not saying that's wrong. The source for this Sharatzian is, he says, Beferish, Chok Yaakov. He claims the Chok Yaakov says it's enough. I'm going to read you the Chok Yaakov myself. The Chok Yaakov is here in Siman Tov Nun Beis, Sivkot, and Yud Dalet. I'll read it to you. You tell me if it says what it says. Tov Nun Beis, Yud Dalet. Okay, I'm reading right now, word for word, from the Chok Yaakov, Tov Nun Beis, Yud Dalet. This is false. Mashi tzrich lehamten me'es le'es me'ashivshuf le'yodati makal l'chum rezu d'kol kli sheni ben yomo haynu me'atashmish sheni shtamesh olav Dovar. He didn't say chometz. He said dovar. Anything. It means any usage in hot water as opposed to just shifshim with cold water. So I don't know where this Mishnah Berurah got it from. I do not know. What happens, Rabbi Osai, if you want to kasher a kli within 24 hours? I would say, can't do it. There's an eitzah, Rabbi Osai, the poskim have. What's the eitzah? You take something which is a dovar ha-pogain. Dover ha-pogain. What does dover ha-pogain mean? A chemical which makes it taste terrible. So if you do that, then when the blia goes from the pot to the water and back to the pot again, even though it's less than 24 hours, that taste from the water back to the pot stinks because of the dover ha-pogain. So you've accomplished the same thing as waiting 24 hours. If you're in a rush, you can be putting the dover ha-pogain. That's what the post can say. A dover apogen. Or the alternative is libun kal. I would say libun kal can be done within 24 hours, even though libun kal is a quote equivalent of agola. But again, as I said to you a few minutes ago, there's nothing going in and nothing going and coming back again. So I thought that libun kal should work as a mishpat zava of the prima gadim. Here in Tov Nun Beis Siv Cotton Dalit, Libun Kal Ain Sorat Tumki Maflit Yesh Loma the Osir Pesach. You know what's going on? He wants to aser because Efshe the Cholzer Bolea. I don't understand the Prima Gadol. What Cholzer Bolea? From how? How does it work? I thought it's only with water. But he does say it. I think most possible were against this regarding. They said Liban Kal is the equivalent of Liban Chomer for this perspective. It works even for Ben Yomo. Although the Prima Gadim seems to be against it for reasons which I don't fully understand. Ad Kan, first hand of today's shiur. Okay? We finished Brachon on the first hand. Now, Rabbi Osai, we're going to have a treat. I'm going to show you a beautiful mimer in Mesorah by Rav Shech the Shalita. Mesorah is the OU publication. And this is the Sorah Beis, and they're up to Chof, something I don't know what they're up to right now. It's the second one in history, Tishrei Tov Shin Nun. It's more than 21 years old. It's a relic. I still have it from the original. Okay? I don't think Rav Shach was a single piece ever reprinted in any of his other Sorah, to my knowledge. I put out three Sorah since Tishrei Tov Shin Nun. I don't think any of them has this. If I'm wrong, let me know. I couldn't find it. The name of the mimer over here is, I'll read it to you, Be'isir ishtabshis be'kli she'eno ben yom. Okay. Now, I have a couple of ha'aras to make on Rav Shech Tashlita's Maimah, and I'm just going to mention them to you very, very briefly. Those want to look it up later. The Maimah begins on page, quite lengthy, begins on page Ayin Tes, and goes all the way, until Sadi something. Sadi Gimel. So that's a 15-page, 14-page Maimah. It's a long Maimah, Baruch Hashem. So we have 15 pages of great Torah of Rav Shech Tashlita printed in this Masoret. It's every page is worth its weight in gold, at least. Here on page Pei Beis, a comment. Rav Shech Tashlita assumes that the girsa we have in Shas Bavli, in our print, that there's a Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo, Otto Ben Yomo, the Baruch Sakasha, and gives the Teres Gzeira, was there according to all the Rishonim. I already pointed out to you, although we have it there, the Vilna Gaon himself says that the Rishonim didn't have it. The Rashba didn't have it. The Ra'ah didn't have it. So much of what Rav Shech was writing over here is based upon his assumption, which I think is incorrect, that these Gedolei Rishonim had the girsa that we have. Just the chaz over the gear, so we read it in Shire, but just to read it again. For us, it's the top line in the last half of Masechet Avodah Zarah. It's a very important line, but the Rishonim didn't have it. The gear that we have is Mikan ve'elech lishteri, Zera kedera shena bas yoma, Mishum kedera bas yoma. Says that the Oz v'Hodor, this whole two lines, lesser becoming Rishonim v'Ksavyah. Look in the Gra. Okay, and he says it doesn't exist. This girsa is our girsa, but many of the Rishonim didn't have it. So again, this is a comment I'm just making at the, which is relevant to some of this discussion over here. Fine. According to the Rashba, what the Rashba said, Eino ben Yomo, it can never come to an Isser. According to the Rashba, what are we worried about? It's going to come to an Isser. That's why it's matter by Klisha Daka B'Shefa. Can never come to an Isser. So the Gemara says, "Kakasha, Ve'ena Benyomo, can never come to an Isser." Answers the Gemara, "You're right. Because it's there, Ve'ena Benyomo, Otu Benyomo, and Daka B'Shefa is not included in that category." Well, this is very nice, but the Rashi didn't have the Girsa. They were all presumably didn't have the Girsa. So a lot of what is being written over here is very beautiful. But again, if you look at the Girsa that we've shown him, they didn't have it. It's making an important comment. Now, a much more significant comment. Much more significant. There is a comment over here on page Pei Vov. We discussed this at length a couple of weeks ago. This goes back to the Smak and the Isa Veheter, who say that not banat the Yisura is the Rabbonim. I read it to you last time from the Prima Gunner, if you recall. Siv Seidas, Simen Tzadi Dalid, Siv Klad Nechav Beis. So Rav Shech Tashlita asks the question, if not banat the Yisura is the Rabbonim, so why in heaven's name do you have a Yid HaGala? I read it to you. For the grand Tzricha Torah L'Avin, my time at Tzricha Torah HaGala B'Chlei Midyon, and even if Tom Kikas the Raisa, nonetheless, Lo Tessa Pleitas HaKenem as HaMachal HaHetta Shabish Yivash Tu Achsha, the Minat Torah Shari Nat Bar Nat, HaFilu Di Yisura. Not included in these in Tom Kikar. So Rav Shach comes with a wide ranging Chiddush, which is in bold. He bolded it on the six lines. In bold. The mitzvah Torah he shall only shtamesh b'kli shal iser. Ve'ein zeh toli klal b'matzav atav shal achakach im yehoser amut. How do you like that? I think what makes depend upon Tom Kikar or not. Well, if Tom Kikar's arise, it's called a kli shal iser, and otherwise it's not called a kli shal iser. The chiddush nifla v'nara ad me'od. It seems to me, and if you look carefully in the original sources, it's just not that way. It's just not that way. I'll tell you why. The only time that the Prima Gaonim said what he said, in my view, is if the Tam of Easter is not tasted. It's not nirgash. Rather, it's based upon Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Rabbi Osai, let me ask you a question. If you have one part Easter and 10 parts Heter, and then you put this 10 parts Heter in another 100 parts of Heter. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Asur. You think it tasted? I bet the time was the know nothing. If you took the same Isser and put it to 100 units of Heter at once, you wouldn't taste it. If I put it in first into 10, then those 11 into another 90, you, I'm going to taste it. You think I mean the time was a know nothing? Chas v'chalila says it to them. Al pidin, he said, Chanan is asa medrabana b'shari surin. That's all. In that kind of case, where it's a prima god in the course of quantity, he said, and the smack. So then we say, not bar not, the surah is only medrabana, because you can't taste it. But in the case we're describing, you can taste it. Why, Rabosai? Let me think what's going on over here. This is not called, I'm sorry, the word not is very, this is not called not bar not. I'm sorry to be so cute, but I don't know how to say it. This ain't. This isn't. This isn't called not bar not. Why? Because the case of the prima godda, what happened? The typhus came from the piece of meat, tray for meat, into the pot, then back to the water, and then back to the pot. Now I'm going to cook potatoes. So that's, we say, that's not by not the Isura, which is only the Midrabbanan, because after all, the whole Chanan B'Shar Isura is the Rabbanan. That's what the Prima Godim is quoting from the Isa V'Heter and the Smak. But that's not the same as our case. Our case, you took a piece of meat and cooked it in a pot. Now you cook immediately the potatoes in that pot. That's not a not by not the Isura. That's a single not. That's not called not bar not. It's true, I didn't put the meat on top of the potatoes. I grant you that. But if I take the meat and put it into a pot, and then the flavor comes straight from the pot back into the meat, that is not the not bar, that isn't the not bar not about which the prima godin, the sevahed, and the smak were discussing. But we won't talk about that case. That, it seems to me, is an isa d'oraisa, because it you can taste it. They're only talking about, we'll call it, can I use the expression? Not bar not bar not. That's what they're talking about. It goes from the pot, from the meat to the pot, and the pot to the water, and back to the pot, and now back to the potatoes. Not bar not bar not. That they say, although the Ran said, not bar not the Yisura is usur forever. Yes, he's referring to a case where the time is nirgash. But over here where the time is not nirgash, for the reasons we just explained, because it's bottled the shishim, then they say it's the Rabbanon. Contrasted to the case that we're discussing, which I believe is a Shalva Daraisa, is against what's said, being said over here on page Pevav of this Maimon. Rav Shechla Shlita brings another Raya on page Pei Zayin. From where? From our Tosfos. Panim Chadashes Bo Lekan. So yes, Panim Chadashes Bo Lekan. What's that? That's voodoo. What does that have to do with the laws of Kashrus? Must be some kind of Exeris HaKosim. No. We explain from the Marasha and all the others that no, Ponim Chadashes Bolkan is only referring to Tumah V'Tahara, has no effect on Kashrus. So again, I don't know what there are poskim who said as Rav Shechla did, but we thought that was not correct. Just letting you know, one thing I will agree with what he says over here is that a dishwasher maybe you can be makel even if you don't kasher. Which Rav Shechter implies that. You know why? It's not a klisha mevashtimbo. It's not a klisha mevashtimbo. It's ainu ben yomo. It's mutter. How do you like that? How is that for a cool? This cool is worth coming for. But this, huh? Just use the dishwasher. Just wait 24 hours and use it. How can that be? Not a klisha mevashtimbo. I'm afraid to say it too loud, but it does make sense. It does make sense. Other poskim I was told said it's mutter for a different reason. When you use it with soap, so it's pogam meikara. So use soap from the very beginning. So it's pogam meikara, like we mentioned before, about the Teflon pan. There are a number of other coolers when it comes to these things. There is a long ha'ara here in this mimer, as I told you. I'll read it to you. This is the last page. The edos hakemoyim, this is the chemists, apinisar b'dikoseim, built the efshari shetaver b'liya derech hakufsa hamachal. Those are those. I told you about the case they had in somewhere in the Far East. They had these wagons that they put the cans on, and it was a tray for food. Can't come in. And if they're right, the mele ain't klam al daber. Nothing to talk about. Because if we are not known of things. If there's no, doesn't go through, I mentioned Rav Shlomo Zalman said something similar elsewhere. Fine. Now, Rabosai. Yeah.
The kula, the dishwasher is a klisha in Vashon Bo.
Right.
that's even the chatkila that a person can rely on it?
If the kula is right, it works. He said it's not klisha mevashim though. It shouldn't be a problem. That's what he says. You know, I don't know what else. I'll read it to you. I'll read you the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Dafka klisha mevashim bo the gazru chachamim leesa lechatchila beena ben yomo up to ben yomo." And he quotes it. He quotes himself. He quoted this much earlier in the piece, page Dalit. Quotes the Rosh. Right. And that being the case, if it's what is it? The Rav Moshe a different pshat. Rav Moshe. Oh, footnote. Rav Moshe a different pshat. You said the Rosh never said it. Look it up. I don't have it in front of me, but for tomorrow Shia, Yerodea Chela Gimel Simon Chav Tes. There's a different pshat in the Rosh. Right now, we come to a different conclusion. So, because Rav Moshe does talk about dishwashers, he doesn't say this. So, remind me tomorrow. Maybe we'll bring it in. Okay. Chela Gimel Yerodea Simon Chav Tes. Okay, the panel is a Rosh, Pshat and Rosh, different. Okay. Rabbos, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, Siv Tezvav. We were here yesterday already. Let's chazer it again. Again, briefly. Kizu Shul Barzal Shem Esimen Osu Alach Aruch, Kenevus Alach Kira, Tzorech Libun. Rabbos, Tzorech Libun. Only... That's a big question. Do you need Libun or not? Could be it's enough to have Zaya. If it comes in by Zaya, it should go out by Zaya. Right? Should go out by Zaya. As a matter of fact, I asked you to see Tuf Samach Aleph. It's on the Ma'am Makomas. Am I right? I think it's one. Okay, open up the Tuf Samach Aleph right now. Simon Tuf Samach Aleph. Okay. Okay. I think it's a cotton gimel. Talks about chometz abalua begagol bekirosa v'nifla de'libun ashalevus shemasikin osalevus v'amatzis. Quoted from a Mogan Avraham. Okay, but he seems to say that even though it's boleh belibun. It still requires Libun. Most poskim say that it's not true, that if it goes in with Zaya, it comes out by Zaya. And the reason why you require Libun, as we mentioned already yesterday, back here in Tavuk Nunalis of Kotten Pei, is because sometimes Nogea Kisui Begum HaKarara. But if it's only a matter of Zaya, presumably it would come out by Zaya. That's very important to what we spoke about yesterday with our ovens. And the Beis Meir says that even if you'll tell me that Zeyas Ochlin works, because he talks here about Zeyas Ochlin, we saw yesterday that Mogan Avraham, it's only if it's, quote, Samuch V'Dovuk Mamish to the roof. It's so close, it does not apply to our ovens whatsoever. Fine. So now, Rabosai, we have a Din, which is Yerodea, I said the phrase Yerodea and Arachaim together. I'm reading you a Din in Yerodea in Simon Kuf Ches Sif Al. This is extraordinarily important. Halacha Lamais in your kitchen. You'll get married, you'll have kitchens, you'll have ovens. What do you do? It's scary. You have to take some responsibility, Rabosa. There's a long Ramah in Simon Kuf Chav Sif Al. The Ramah says when it comes to Recha, we pass and make Yerodin. Recha lav milsa. That's what we pass. Recha lav milsa. Come on. That's upsa. Recha lav milsa. Good. I'm going to go further. V'im afu otzalu isu v'heter tachas machves achas megulin oster afilu b'diyevet. Uh-oh. He wants to ask us something over here. Even b'diyevet. But b'zech arzeh ein lochosh. Elam kein hizia ha-machves mishneem. V'yoz oster afilu b'zech arzeh. Back in Saudi base. That's din number one. Din number two, Recha Milsa B'di'eved. Okay, if it's Shishim, it's okay. If it's brought up Shishim and Chometz of Pesach, he says Yisrael also the Mashik on Chometz of Pesach, Recha Milsa. The also Afila B'di'eved. A whole bunch of chumras in the Ramah in Siman Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. So now there are those who say that we have to treat, we can be made by certain ochlin, including what's called chelev muhutach. What does that mean? That means fat, which is, what's translated muhutach? Melted. So if melted fat is considered ochlin, Rabbi Osai, as opposed to mashkin, I would say the same applies to pizza and cheesecake and blintzes that we spoke about earlier. That's what I would say. That's what the Prima Gaudim says. There were those who say no, based upon the Ramah. Sounds like it's really a mashke. More than that, then the pressure from the Ramah that even Zayas Ochlin is a problem. Zayas Ochlin seems to be a problem from the Ramah himself. Okay, I guess he's referring to a case where you saw the Zayah. Again, Rav Moshe said, Mistama, there is no Zayah. But the Ramah says, in case there is Zayah, if you find Zaya, it's going to be a problem. Elam can you see it? You have to see it. If you don't see it, it's not there. But apparently there is Zaya often sometimes, which is a problem. Yeah, I'm listening.
Zaya is invisible.
Invisible?
I thought that's the definition of Zaya.
Uh-huh.
Invisible.
Invisible, as opposed to Havel, which is visible. Wow, okay, maybe, yes?
Can't you just check by, let's say, if you put something into the oven and you see if there's, let's say, a condensation on the walls of the... And that would mean that there was some liquid in there.
Maybe you're right. That's a good point. Excellent point. Maybe I have to figure out how to test it. So the Shachites over here, where there are more rights, Ava Bezeh HaZeh Ein Lachush, because Recha is not going to go into the Kli and drag it out again. That's the Chumas Ma'ariv we saw yesterday. That's the Chumas Ma'ariv from yesterday. Rabbos was on the board 2 days in a row. That is the source for this din according to the Shach. Ad Kan L'Shom, Chumas Ma'ariv. Okay? So we're not worried. We're just not worried. So writes the Shach in Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Very good. It's going to help in our situations. Okay. But here's a big question. We said before that it's only a problem if it's Yatza lettuce bowl. What? In the Zaya or in the roof? I asked that question last time. I had a machlokes about this already going back over 30 years ago with another chosh of a rav who was fired with me at once when they had the first time with microwaves. I wanted to be made because I said the ceiling is never going to be Yatza lettuce bowl. He said it's awesome because the steam itself is Yatza lettuce bowl. So I have a major discovery I wanted to share with you. The source for this, Rabbi Osai, is the Ramah, Simen Tzadi Beis Sifches. And I've got to be honest with you, the sources here are so far going to be against me. I'm going to be honest. Intellectual honesty, we're starting off as underdogs. Why? Because when the Ramah gives you this din, he writes as follows. The Gamayrish Ukarav Kokach Shayat Soledes Bazeo b'mokom shenogea b'kdeira. Avalim ein ayat zoledes bazeo hakol shari v'lochein tolin boso liyavish al k'deira shalcholo v'lochashina lezea sh'ola. Who said so? Piskei Maharai Simon Kuf Gimel. Who is the Piskei Maharai? Anybody know who that is? Truma Sadesh. To look at the Ramah itself, I'm in deep trouble. But he seems like he's measuring it not by the pot itself, but rather by the what? By the steam. But it's even worse than that. Why is it worse than that? Because if you look over here in the let's see if I can find the right source. Hold on a second. Is there a Kiva Eger? Kiva Eger says, V'im'ein hayad soledes v'zeya mutter. Catch this now. Imlo shakdeira rosachas bifnei atzmo. End quote. As a verbatim quotation, Rabbi Osai, from the Truma Sadesh. So, if you take it at face value, we're in very big trouble. He's matir if the zeya is not yatzaletis bo, as long as the pot itself is also not yatzaletis bo, implying that the zeya is yatzaletis bo, and the pot is not, it's awesome. So far, Rabbi Osai, I'm in terrible trouble. In the Lashon of the Ramah, he's mentioning yatzaletis bo and the zeya, and Rabbi Kivei quotes the Truma Sadesh verbatim. I read again. Mutter imlo shakdeira rosachas b'fnei atzma. Gvalt. Gvalt, Rabbi Osai. It's a mefurash din against me. I want to come, I'm going to launch a comeback now. But I believe I have a very successful conclusion. The word kadeira, in my opinion, does not mean the walls of the pot or the floor of the pot. It means what's in the pot. Very often you find in the Aradea that kadeira means not the metal, but the food. So the kadeira or sarah, I will attempt to say, means not the walls or the floor of the pot, but it means the meat. The meat. If you take a look in the Yad Avram, he says that the kadeira is b'makom klipa. So obviously we're talking about a case in which what? Listen, if you look at the Yad Avram, he says, he asks tachtas hakadeira kicham letov tzonan, the tzarech klipa, and the pot is b'makom klipa. So you see, klar, that it's talking about the pot is the pot itself is in our case it's cold. In our case, it has to be hot, but if it's not hot, it's no problem. Here's my I looked up the Truma Sadesh. Once in a while, I suppose I give you a piece of advice. Always look up the sources. I'm going to give you a verbatim quotation, word for word, from the Truma Sadesh, right there. What he called Pesachim Siman Kuf Gimel. Quote, and it's a verbatim quotation. Quote, She'im Zeya Ola Mitavshel Cholov Hoil. You listening to me now carefully? Ve'ein Yad Soledes Bo Babosor Mach Maschom Hazeya Mutter. I rest my case. What did he say? The reason why it's okay is because the boss, not the zeya, the meat itself, which is on top, if that is not yatzaletis bo, it's mutter, because that's what I kept saying. If the item itself, be it a pot, be it meat, is itself cold, it absorbs nothing. I read it to you one more time. Shim zeya ola mitav shel cholov, ho ve'ein yatzaletis bo, babosar, not in the zeya. In the basar, machmas chom hazeya, mutter. So Rav Feivel Cohen Shlita, in the body of Shulchan, says, Misvara, I'm right. He likes my svara. Not only that, Nira Ma'od Misvara. And he quotes the Yad Yehuda holds away. But there are other poskim who go against. But even he quotes the Chavis Das, who seems like he's making. And even the Chayonim, he says, is only a part of the Kedera is very hot. So if I stick to what I said 30 years ago, I think it's permissible on that basis. If you look right there in Rabbi Cohen's Sefer, the Bali HaShulchan, he says that Poshup Shat, that our ovens are okay, because it's only Usher on Tofnun Aleph Sif Tetzel by Pesach, which is Mashul, what I mentioned before, Samuch Mamish. Our ovens, we're not discussing Pesach, we're not discussing Samuch Mamish, and I think it's permissible for that very reason. Good. Fine. Now I come to a technical question about kashering. Rabbi Osai, if I kasher the inside of a pot, does that kasher the outside as well? Does it go all the way through? Yes or no? Mr. Shirley. Yesterday I got a phone call from somebody. They said someday they had something thing splashed on a milchik pot. Said, you know you can kasher. How you kasher? Well, you can pour water on the outside. Irui kibolo kapoto. It's good. Let's say it's too messy. They want to kasher the pot by filling it up with boiling water. Mutter or asa? Does that work or does it not work? Yes, I'm sorry.
If it's ira, then it's only going to go on the outer side of the klipa, so it's not going to make it to the inside.
Good, so you can kasher it from the outside. That's certainly going
to
work.
I don't know if you even have to, unless you're going to like be throwing.
Ah, you know what he wants to say? Don't even bother kashering. Who cares the outside of the pot is straight? It's irrelevant. Good, good point. You never know what's happening later on. Yes?
I mean, we say in the Buddha Zara that the Yorah Gil, you're supposed to put like a rim on the top.
Right. Kibbolah Benitzotos. Kach. Polto Benitzotos. It's exactly so. Exactly so.
If you have to put the rim on the top so for the water to go over the rim, so if the Haggadah works on the inside, it also takes care of the outside, why do you need it to go over the top of the pot?
No. Take care of the top, not the outside. The outside, no problem. It's just the rim on top. That is higher vertically than any part of the pot. Adarab, that's exactly what it says. You don't have to worry about the outside, the pshuto. So Rabbi also said it's a Mogan Avraham. Here in our Simon. When I say our Simon, guess what that is? Tav Nun Aleph. I'm going to read to you briefly the Lashon of the Mogan Avraham. Tav Nun Aleph. You can look it up, by the way. The Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Zayin. Rabbi said, please look a look in Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin. You have a chavasik utensil. Lo mahani ba kiluf b'kli umnus. You have to have a gola. It's not enough to peel it away. Why not? V'chein kol dava shetzorach ha-gola lo mahani lo klipa. Why not? Why won't klipa work? So the Mogan Avraham gives a very simple explanation. Sifkot Lamed Beis. Why klipa will not work? We spoke about it earlier today. I'll read you the words. The Hagola mafletes kol akli me'ever el ever. Hagola takes from end to end. From end to end. So you can't do a klipa instead. Klipa's not good enough. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, it's against the mafurish of Mogan Avraham and Simon Tuf Nun Beis Sifkot Yod Aleph. It's a stira in two Mogan Avraham. Here he says that Hagola works. May Aver El Aver, a tough Nun Aleph from Mogan Avraham, Sivkotan Lamed Beis. But here in Tuf Nun Beis, Rabbi Osai, Mogan Avraham, Sivkotan Yod Aleph. Open up your Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, Simon Tuf Nun Beis, Sivvav. That's your question, Mordechai. Osa Safal Apiv, Mi Tit, Jeshi Smala Hatev, Yigo Amayim Besfasov, etc., etc., etc. Okay, huh? Fine. Kibola benitzotzos, kach polta benitzotzos. It wasn't one of the zara. Because of Maril, open up. I said tof nun beis sif vav. You have a Mishnah Berurah. You can see it there. Open up, please. Tof nun beis sif vav. Tof nun beis sif vav. You can see in the bar hate they've cutting your test. Ukli shema shetashmishim ibachutz. Kmo korash a kof on the pama like there, ukli shashor avoy, we call it a ladle. Ain lo takona be often there. The tzarachitzon lo nigo. Lachain tzarach lachitzon lo kulayor. Rebbeinu shalom. Those four words. The tzad chitza lo nigal seem to be in a direct opposition to the Mogan Avraham right before. It goes me'aver el aver. Make up your mind, Mogan Avraham. Does that gola work through and through? Or does it not work through and through? In Tufton Aleph he said yes. In Tufton Beis he said no. How do you get out of this problem? So the Mefarshim make the following suggestion. If it goes in b'kli rishon, it doesn't work. If it goes in b'iroi, then it does work. So here it goes in b'kli rishon, kli shesho avin bo. It doesn't work. You have to actually put it into a pot full of water. It's not enough to fill it up from the inside because it went in directly. But in Tuf Nun Aleph it went in through iri only. So then you fill up the pot from the inside. It's good enough. That's a suggestion which is made by the Sefer Das Torah and many other mefarshim to answer the sphere of the within the Mogan Avraham. What does that mean? That this idea of me'aver le'aver is not about those. The lashon of the Yisiv Het, which is the source, I read it to you verbatim. Ma she ain over be pam achas without gola, ain't over the ola, ain't over the ola. So it you never but what doesn't come out the first time will never come out. But that's only won't come out on that side. But on the outside, it will be a problem. So if you use a cliche of a ladle, you're going to stick it again into the pot, you have a problem because of the outside. That's what he suggests. Okay, that's not completely clear. The Magen Avraham sounds like the Bechazanish sounds like he's arguing the Magen Avraham, so it works through and through all the time. So would it be. So now, Rabbos, we have a few more Mordechais to look at. Now we have a short of time. Take a look in Tav Kuf Pei. Tav Kuf Pei. So a few minutes. Trying to cover as much ground as we can. Tav Kuf Pei. Tav Kuf Pei. Very short, three lines, the whole thing. Kosev b'sever rokeach. V'yoniach odom kelim harbi l'sof sal u'lahagil b'vasachas. V'yach agadim b'perek chomer b'kodesh chagig daf chavez. Gabi tvila sal shemilo kelim u'matbila t'orim. Daf gabi tvila v'lo l'gabi resicha. That works for tvila's kelim, it shouldn't be a chatzitza. But it's not going to work over here. The Mishnah, the Shulchanah quotes this then. Rabbi say, Tav nun beis, look inside. Sif Gimel. Tav nun beis. Sif Gimel. Lo yaniach kelim harbi l'tof kli v'yagilim yachad im nogim zeh bezeh. Because it gets in the way. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten. Chof Aleph. Hainu salma nuka vo svoch. You put in a kind of a basket of sorts. The betof kli shein im nuka vo yagil afil kli yachad. Afil kshut saf im nogim b'shua. Elim kein mashal se betof ayora asher mayam malam resicha b'kli shu ro to l'hagim. Otherwise, it's considered to be separate from the original kli, which is a kli rishon. Okay, but here it says it's perforated. Oh, it's a little basket with a million holes. Why? Emdogan zeh bezeh. The b'makom digiyasan lo salki aresicha. Afal gav the inya and tefila in choltesin. Resicha shiny. It's what we saw before in the Mordechai. It's called almost verbatim here in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah Berurah. Frekta b'kiva eger. Wait a second. Who cares? It doesn't go through. It's enough to kasha from one side. If you kasha from one side, it's irrelevant. Doesn't hit it at that point. I've clearly, I'll touch it over here. Who doesn't care? Doesn't touch it over there. So, the Kivega's question right over here. I'll read it to you. Kivega's question. Tof nun beis sif gimel. Frek the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Kashali. The mabakach. The b'makom the giyosan lo saki resicha. Ah, the teretz that we said before. What's unique? If it's going to be a ladle. Why? Because a ladle, it goes in and out on the outside as well. That's the answer, which is given to B'ki Vegas Kasha. What are you putting a lot of into one big basket? Forks, knives, and spoons. Forks, knives, and spoons hit the food on both sides. So forks, knives, and spoons have the status of a ladle. Okay. So now we're back to the Mordechai, the previous sin of Tav Kuf Ayin test. This is critical for what we said before. I don't know a good answer to the question. I love to have a good answer, but I don't really have a good one, but I'm telling you. Tav Kuf Ayin test. Rabosai. Pei Jud Beis on top. U'manichin b'socho ad sheyifutu. You have to wait until it goes out. And the second line, Shubas Agon, Shemagilin Tzorch Lashes Bo Acha Tiflop Yafin. Not just go out well. The Chen Kotz of Alphasi. V'onu Regilim L'maher Ulotzia. Our minig is not to follow the riff. We take it out right away. Shmer. Rabbi Osai, I think what Mordechai said before is correct. It's based on the Me'iri. The Me'iri can be found in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Why must you leave the pot in the water or whatever it is for a period of time? I'm going to read it to you. Shakli mitoch shutzonein kshu niklas l'shato hamayim mefigin tzinoso u'mechame menoso kodem sheyiflo v'acha shekibel chom hamayim hu polet. End quote. The same as we said that there's no absorption unless not only is the zeyatzaleres. We want that the roof of the microwave or the pot or whatever should be atzeletes. and I brought your eye from the Truma Sadeshen. So too when it comes to Agala, we should say, not if the water is hot. The pot has to be hot, the fork has to be hot, the spoon has to be hot. That doesn't happen instantaneously. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said, Rabbi Osai. For that reason, there's no blia instantaneously either. I'll read you just to show you one source of this. It's a Piskei Tshuva. Just briefly. Piskei Tshuva can be found in Simen Kuf Hei, Sivkot Mches. Read you first a brief citation. This happens like a child is like this. What does it say? Nafal Yisrucham. Eino neser techev im silek miyad. Elon kein shoktas. As we saw before back in Saudi Bays. There's no immediate absorption. If something's trayful, you pull it right away. The plate didn't have a chance to get hot. So nothing happened, Rabbi Osai. Nothing happened. This idea of the Meiri is found halacha lemaisa in the Taz and Siman Tov Nun Beis Sifkot and Beis. You can probably see it in your Mishnah Berurah. I'm reading it to you from the Taz Tov Nun Beis Sifkot and Beis. Please look inside your Mishnah Berurah. You'll be able to find it. Take a look over here. Tov Nun Beis. Mishnah Berurah probably quotes it. I don't see it right now, but you can see if you can find it. Taz is lashon as follows. What's a kolbo? Sorok ledakteg shalol lemayer lahotzi akli min ayora kdei shiye pnai el arisicha likones ulahavlet ma shabola. That's all. You have to leave it there a little bit. Give the hat enough time to get into the pot and pull out what has to be pulled out. All this makes perfect sense. Look in the Sharatzion over here. Tuf Nun Beis, they're both saying Sivkot and Gimel. Give a look, please. Sharatzion, Tuf Nun Beis, Sivkot and Gimel. What does it say? Is that if you're kashering too late, you have a problem. If you leave it there too long, you're afraid, after Gemara Pliteso, Yatsa V'Yivla. That's the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Begam shalol lahashos osim klal elotziot techef. So you have to take care of that problem. Gam kein eno nochon. Why? The tzorach lishos ma'at at sheyifon es biyoso. Vukosho the tzamtzein. Gimel sharatzion chok yakov. Vinei betur kosav. The noagin lachnisan ulotzion miyad. Is that what the Mordechai said? The tur passed like the Mordechai. Ayin betaz shekosav de miyad lav dafka. You have to wait a little bit. Rapri chodesh yoredeus in the kuf chaf alav hiskam the divrei atur kipashte. The miyad is dafka. Umikol makom lechatchila tov lahashos mat. So the pri chodesh says miyad is dafka. In for 1 second and out, good enough. Why should it be good enough? Doesn't sound too right to me. But he says over there, Minig Yisrael Torah. You know who else says that? The Alta Lubavitch of Eben. Minig Yisrael Torah. In this context, it's a dollar. I would say that even though Minig Yisrael Torah should leave it a little bit, so we have Eidus from the Star K, they should leave it there for how much? 15 seconds. That's very, maybe they do that in Baltimore. I've seen how go, they do it 1, 2, 3. But the truth is, if up to me, I would say you really should wait a little longer. But the minigus, I think the minig of Yisrael Torah is taken out right away. Yes, sir?
Even though Rebbe said that there are some difficulties with the Shachter Shita, explain why maybe the minigus.
That's going to solve our problem. You're right. That would solve this problem, because if Rav Shachter Shita is correct, there's a total disconnect between what. It's just some exeris akosov. I'm so resistant to that because it goes against everything I've ever learned. It's supposed to be. I'm sure themselves are based upon science. If nothing comes out, nothing goes in. So that itself is scientific. So how can you have pagina dibur? I see what he says. He says that the kli absorbs iser, it's a kli shell iser. Exeris akosov, even if the food is unaffected. There is a minig, Rav Osai, which is quoted in the Rishonim, which is found in Shulchan Aruch, Tufnun Beis, Siv Zayin. Noagin lishtof akli b'mayim korim achar agola miyad. There's a minig, a minig. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Lamed Aleph. Ish lo yagze v'yivla mimayim roskim shaleim sheyesh ben platelets achametz. But the yevet is no problem. Because we're only kashering kodesh mani suro or tzeinu ben yomo or the shishim. So it's not a... This whole thing is very difficult, this chumra. It's called the most poskim based on a totally different source. Merika shtifa. Merika shtifa. Just, that's only by kodeshim according to the most poskim. Kaf, that's a minig. If you look at the Pirush Shabbos Agadol that we use, that we say in my shul with the Pirush of the Rashmi Palais, he says, Rov Olam, don't do it. Rov Olam, don't do it. That's Gaval. Rov Olam, don't do it. And we have grounds to be made. Otherwise, it's a major problem. A major problem. Of course. We now, our last point for today is the Ramah in Siv Dalet. Tough and Al Siddal. This is our very last point. Tov Nun Aleph Rabosai Sif Dalet. Tomorrow I have to do Sif Yud Aleph and many other things. But tomorrow I'd like to start a little bit earlier. We'll start at 10:30. We'll see. See how long I can go. If we have time, we'll talk about other things. If we don't, we'll use the time to finish up these in Yon. I would like to start Chazar on something. Okay, so about 10:30 tomorrow, we'll see out of the Shema. Let's just see this Ramah. It's only three words. Three words. Chatsuva Sarit Libun. What could take for long? Three words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chatzuva Tzarech Liva, Hukli Sheyesh Lo Shalosh Raglayim, a tripod. It's called a dreifus, a tripod. Umamid and Malek Kedero Machmas Batan Al Rosh Kol Hashana. That's what we call our grates, right? You know those black things that you put your pots on in your kitchen? That's the futuristic ovens, the old fashioned ovens, right? That most of you still have, I think. You put a pot on a grate. It needs libun. Why? Fishel of Amim Nishbach Oleo Isa Vinibla Botam Chomets Edehu. It's one of the Chatchilim of Shemchum of the Chomets. Why? The Bemesh Tekderas Anoga Zubazu Ein Yotis Miblia Mizulazu. Your dead Sadi Bezain. Finish. It can't get, even if it's Balua in the grape, it can't get into the pace of the Kapat unless it's rotated. That's the lush. Ain't below, you have to below rotate. And rotate means according to the Chavis Das, a puddle. That's just a drop. And besides the fact, for Nisra Baholachlo, it's burned up immediately. So Mika Radim B'diyevet, Ain Kan Lesser. So we have new grates. I bought new grates a long time ago when we moved into our apartment. We're using it now for over 30 years. It's a worthwhile investment. Whatever it cost me for Pesach, I bought four new grates. You divide it over 30 years of Pesach, it comes out very, very cheap. So that's what I recommend you should do. So the kasher it is hard. You have to kasher it, put it into your oven, ideally into your self-clean. For self-clean, the finish didn't come off. I can't take achrayis. I once put a knife into a self-clean, and it had a handle which turned into dust. Self-cleans are very powerful, I guess. We'll have to stop here. We're out of time cleaning tomorrow. We'll try to finish up the best of our ability. 10:30 we'll be on it tomorrow.